to 82. The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Yes, Anita is here with her hand sanitizer.
That's right. And welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And yes, we do have, I've got Lysol here. I've got
any Purell?
Wipes and, you know, everything else. Man. Just wiping things
everybody's
down.
Everybody's got to be, you know, cautious now.
I got to wipe everything down because the person before me was Ed Dean, right?
Well, he was in Tallahassee today, so I think.
Oh, there you go.
He wasn't in the studio.
But we have a great show for you today. We're going to talk about a little bit where the market is. We know, you know, everybody's worried about, you know, what's going on with the market, and it's actually good for us as the interest rate. So we have Carl Parnell in the house.
Hello, welcome. Thank you for having me today.
Yes, and Carl is with Homeowners Financial Group.
Yes, quality company out of Arizona, but we're locally here in Jacksonville.
Yes, and Realty Executives is also out of Arizona.
Yes.
That's where our headquarters is.
I understand our companies are just down the road from each other.
There you go. So we're going to have to get our conferences at the same time. So when we go...
Yes, hit Top Golf and do a few swings at the out by the casinos they have out that way.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. And we have Paula Givler. Paula is with All County Property Management.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me in today, Anita.
I love Paula. She's a good friend, and I like to socialize with Paula because we have fun.
Yes, we do.
And
brace yourself, Jacksonville.
Yes, oh, no sorry. Kidding. Right. We'll warn you when we're out and about, but I'm grateful to have Paula and Carl in the house. And our show today is sponsored by the best mortgage start with Homeowners.
That's correct. Thank
and
you.
And that is Homeowners Financial Group, Carl Parnell. Thank you for sponsoring the show today.
Oh, my pleasure.
I appreciate that. So tell us what is going on. You know, we've got to wipe our hands and got to, you know, can't travel. What does that all do for interest rates and the market?
Well, right now, interest rates have taken a little bit of a dip. But what we're seeing is happening in the market with the fluctuality of the, you're down 1,400, up 900. It's really doing a problem with rates right now. They've dipped, but then they go up and they go down. So the best thing really to do is stay in communication with your loan officer, namely me if you can, and see when we can capture a dip in the rates. But they are down from where they were just a couple of months ago. So we have a lot of refinances right now.
It's a great time to refinance. Right. I'm thinking of perhaps maybe I should even look into that as well because and also 15-year loans I hear are super down.
But that's correct. The 15-year loan, the shorter the term you can get, 15, 10, it will make a decrease in interest rates over the 30-year program. So you definitely want to look at a shorter term. And in some instances, you can get the same payments you have now, but a shorter term and have that home paid off so much sooner than what you originally planned.
Now, is the interest rate in the twos with a 15-year?
In some instances, yes. It really based on several factors, one being your credit score, which is important. How much you're borrowing, the purpose of the loan, is it for your primary home or rental or investment property? So that's all put in the mix and we come out with a rate. So when you call someone and say, what's your rate today?
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
So that's I have to go through.
We need to know what your FICO score is, what your credit score is,
and what you're doing. Are you getting cash out? Are you doing it on investment? Are you doing it on your primary? Are you doing a VA? Are you
There's
doing
a lot of questions.
So that's why your loan officer is going to ask you a lot of questions when you ask that one question of them.
Yes, because one interest rate might not be the same for somebody else.
That's correct. It's all personalized to your situation.
Correct. And that's why it's important to have good credit.
And also have communication with a good loan officer that can help guide you through the process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what is going on with property management these days?
Lots of stuff going on. It is season. Tis the season. Places are renting. Places are renting quickly. People are having trouble finding places to rent. You've got to plan ahead if you're looking to move. You've got to, you know, keep your eyes out. You have to ask a professional for help so that they can help you source the property. And if you see something you like, don't wait. You got to jump on it because it's not going to be there tomorrow.
That's very true. And especially if it's a good deal, because rents have gone up.
Rents have gone up a lot. It's amazing. Yeah. And quickly, too. In the last year, they've even gone up even more. So,
and every once in a while, people will call me for a rental, or on Facebook, somebody will go, do you know a realtor? And then, you know, somebody throws my name in the hat. And, you know, I will do it on a referring basis, but it's normally going to go to you, because I rather them go to the expert, which is you in property management. It's really not the everyday realtor. You know, we like to focus on buying and selling real estate. Yes, we do rentals, but I rather pass them on to the expert.
Right, right. No, we were just talking about that. If you're spending time doing something that's not going to bring value to you, you're, you know, taking hours away from the thing that makes you money and the thing that you do the best. So.
Well, yeah. If you could explain a little bit more what you do with property management. We talked about renting, but what are all the skills involved in being property management?
Sure. Well, I work with investors, lots of people overseas, landlords that maybe didn't want to be a landlord, but they're just not ready to sell their house, or maybe it didn't sell. I actually just got one in Green Cove Springs. It was on the market for a while. He just couldn't get the price he wanted, so he just pulled it off the market, and we're going to put it up for rent. But basically, we handle everything. They don't even have to be, you know, they can be in Israel, and, you know, we could get the keys, get the place rent ready, market the property, show the property, find a qualified tenant. Of course, that's the most important part of our jobs, because we want to put someone in there that's going to take care of the home. And then we just handle the day-to-day management, talking with the tenants, handling the maintenance, collecting rent, paying owners, all that good stuff.
So I won't have to get a phone call at 2:00 in the morning when somebody's plumbing, when the house is flooding.
I have the emergency phone on right now. It comes right to my phone.
Yeah, and that's really the best. I mean, to have somebody handle it, and or you don't have to deal with anything. And of course, you communicate with your clients. So it's kind of a no-brainer, I think.
Well, and the other thing is, for maintenance, when you're talking about the middle light plumbing issue, I have a vendor that I can call, because I have a portfolio of vendors. And because we give them volume business, they give us discounts and we pass the savings on to our owners.
Yeah. And it's fantastic to do that. I mean, yes.
Well, I would suspect if you make a call to one of your vendors, they're going to give you priority than just the average Joe off the street.
Yeah, I would hope so as well. They better.
So today we're talking money, and we're talking property management, and we're also talking about curb appeal. Because curb appeal is so important. It is spring. And so this month we're going to be talking a lot about what we can do. Last week we talked about landscaping, and we had Larry O'Neill here last week, and right. It was a great show.
Yeah, did great.
And so this week we're going to take it a little beyond that and talk about the little things that we can do to our exterior to keep it bright and shiny and looking great all year round.
And stuff that doesn't cost a lot of money to do.
Right.
Exactly. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate. Call us with your questions at 831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. We would love to hear from you.
Yes, we would. Thank you very much, Anita. We'll be back with Anita and her special guest today. Now, if you have any questions, once again, that's our number to call, 904-831-0600. We'll be back with Anita and her guest, Rapid Fire Real Estate, on Talk Radio WBOB.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Profit at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hey, it's Anita Hiles with Rapid Fire Real Estate. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at RapidFireRealEstate.com. And we have a great show for you today. We've got talking property management. We're talking money and what the virus has done to the marketplace. And we're also talking curb appeal. We've got Andrew on the line, and Andrew's got some questions about an HOA issue. How can we help you, Andrew?
Yes. So I have a condo unit that I rent out, and the condo association is responsible for the roof. Well, we've had some major leaks in the roof, and their repair people have cut holes in the ceilings and have left it that way for several months now, telling us that, oh, there was an emergency and our maintenance person is out in an emergency. They'll contact you when they get back. And we have been waiting and waiting and calling and calling, and we're not getting anywhere.
So when you say there's holes, like they have a tarp up there?
Well, they have a bag. What do they call it? A liner hanging from the ceiling with a big hole above it.
Oh, wow.
The tenants have since moved out because they can't live in conditions like that.
They can't. Absolutely.
And we don't know what to do. We've already talked to our insurance agent. They've reimbursed us for the repairs that they would do if they would ever do them. And that's about it. And maybe 1 month's rent that we were unable to collect.
Okay, so your HOA dues is up to date?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would say, go ahead, Paula.
Well, I would suggest, I mean, have you put all this in writing to them?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, send it. I always say send it certified so they're signing for it. You know, unfortunately, at some point, you're going to have to take legal action against them. Anita, what are your thoughts?
Exactly. And I think if you've done all the recourse that you have, you've gotten maybe the neighbors together, had a meeting. I'm sure you're probably not the only one that's going through this. So if that's the case, I would definitely want to do a meeting with the neighbors to see if everybody else, you might want to do not just a lawsuit with yourself, but get everybody involved in a lawsuit. I do have a great attorney that I can recommend to you that can possibly...
Please, I don't know what type of attorney I would reach out to, whether it would be a real estate, whether it be insurance. I'm not sure.
Well, I could tell you who I would recommend for this. I would recommend Tomas Jimenez. He's out of San Marco.
Tomas is awesome, and even if he can't help you, mm-hmm. he will send you to the person that
That's
can,
right.
but I really think that he can, because I know he does work like this.
And he is a bulldog. He will
okay.
get He will get
can
it
you
done.
Email me, text me his information?
Yes, what I'll do is I will get AJ to get your phone number. Your
okay.
cell phone number, and I will text you his information. He's outstanding, and he's who I would call if I needed somebody to take care of business for me.
Sounds like they might need a change of associations there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't want to ask you, you know, which complex it is, but...
it's the Colonies at Toledo and Powers.
Okay.
Okay. I know where
familiar?
That is,
so.
I'm yes. not sure if I am or
That's
not.
That's on the south side.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. They need to, they need to respond a bit quicker than they have been for sure. So something's wrong there. Either that company is either has issues, which it can be. It could be the roofing company maybe is having financial issues, or maybe your HOA hasn't paid them.
Mm-hmm.
But something's happening.
And it's too bad you lost a tenant over it. That's terrible.
Yes. So I would definitely, we'll get you that information for you and see if perhaps we can get you in the right direction.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrew. And stay on the line because he'll get your information for you. Yeah. HOAs are great.
Mm-hmm.
I live in an area that has them. I like them until things go wrong.
Yeah, they do help value, but. Which you, in the Andrew's case, if he's still listening, make sure you build your case, photos,
mm-hmm.
and if you've had your insurance adjusters doing a report, so when you walk in and talk to the attorney, you've got a powerful case. And don't forget, and most people do not bother to look at their HOA requirements, so make sure you gather all that information up to see what powers you have as well as they, because that an attorney's going to need that first document. He's going to want to read the HOA CC&Rs, covenants and restrictions, and so forth. So
you
keep
know,
that
we
together.
Really need to do a show on HOAs because, it's quite interesting. They're all, of course, they're all different because mm-hmm. it just depends on your community. But you know, it'd be great to to have a show on just, you know, the basic rules and stuff.
And they're usually just as strong as the oversight of the board members, because most of the HOAs will have a resident board members that will come in and represent you, the homeowner, in the HOA, and then they hire an outside company to do the day-to-day business operation. So if you've got a good board, and Andrew, if you don't like what's happened, you might want to try to run for the board so you can get on the inside and see if you get some things taken care of. Just a few ideas.
Yeah, something's happening there on why that work hasn't been completed. So communication is the number one thing, and obviously the board isn't communicating with their people.
And when we do with condos doing mortgages, one of the requirements we do is go through and look at their insurance, their bylaws, their budget to make sure there's enough money to take care of the properties. It could be just that there's not enough money right now.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
So, so there's a lot going on with condos. So they're very specialized type of property to own. So you really got to know what you're doing.
And it's always good to know what the financials are.
Yes, definitely. The numbers do not lie.
That's right. And they definitely have to produce them. So
let me jump in 1 second, okay?
Sure.
We've got John on the line, and he can hear the station, I believe, on the phone, hopefully. But John would like the property management name and maybe contact information from you, Paula. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Thank you, John. My name is Paula Givler. I'm with All County Complete Property Management. And you can give me a call. My number at the office is 904-694-9400.
And that is 904-694-9400. And she can also be reached at Paula at All County, C as in Charlie, P as in Paul, M as in Mike.com. It's Paula at All County, CPM.com. We're going to repeat that throughout the show.
Okay, great.
So still listen in, and we'll get that information through you throughout the show. And we're going to talk a little bit about money right now because, Carl, you guys have something new.
Yeah, so we're trying to help the veterans. I don't know if you watched the news, but a couple of weeks ago, our governor, Florida Governor DeSantis, put out an edict that he wanted to have more veterans and active duty military personnel join us here in Florida as homeowners. And one of the programs he came up was called Salute Our Soldiers. We call it SOS for short, to get homeowners in. I know that sounds kind of clever, military.
Yeah,
SOS.
That's cute.
But, you know, it is government, and they always have to have something like that.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
But what it does is it helps veterans be able to use their VA loan. And it's the first-time homebuyer program, but if you're a veteran, you do not have to be a first-time homebuyer. You just don't have to own a primary residence to get in the program, or you can be active duty. And what happens is it'll give you money for closing cost assistance that will be either repaid over a time period or forgiven. So it's a great program to help our military folks. And then we get the question, sometimes you'll have military folks that are not married, but they want to buy together. That's allowed. If you have a significant other.
And they can use their VA with that?
They can use the program, the SOS program.
Oh,
VA,
gotcha.
VA has a restriction that if there's going to be more than one applicant, it must be either their spouse or another person that has eligibility through the VA. But you can use this SOS program for an FHA. You can use it for conventional. You can use it for USDA, as long as one of the applicants are military connected, meaning they either served or they're active duty. So it's a great program.
Okay, so this is for veterans.
For veterans or
active
duty.
And they can either use their VA or not use their VA in this program.
Depending on the situation, yes.
And they're going to be getting money back.
They'll get money to help them with closing costs. They will not be able to pocket it. It has to go towards down payment or closing. But it does help them. And the rate is lower than the standard civilian version of this program that's been around for a while. So it's a great program to talk about more about on the other side if we can.
That's excellent.
Well, that is definitely a perk.
Yes. We're here to offer perks in the mortgage business.
That's right. And, of course, we love our veterans.
Yes, we want to help those that protect us.
Yes, absolutely. I love it. Mm-hmm. So we have Carl Parnell in the house, and we've got Paula Givler. And so we're going to talk more about money, property management, and curb appeal. But when you come back, we are going to talk a little bit about history and give you a little bit of trivia.
A little trivia action.
A little trivia.
Yeah, well, that's good. That'll be a good thing. You have some hot, hot, hot listings today?
Yeah, yes, always, always.
All right. Well, we'll be back. And it's, you know, pretty warm outside today, but it's going to get hotter. Keep it right here. Rapid Fire Real Estate is on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Stocks fell sharply on Wall Street, shaving 5.9% off the Dow Jones Industrial Average and bringing the index into a bear market. The more widely followed S&P 500 is within 1 percentage point of its own bear market, which would mark the end of one of Wall Street's greatest eras. Investors are waiting for a more aggressive response from the U.S. government to economic fallout from the coronavirus. The losses accelerated after health authorities declared the outbreak a pandemic. Authorities are closing Seattle schools and banning large gatherings across the hard-hit metropolitan area, and in San Francisco, including pro baseball and basketball games, in the most sweeping efforts yet to control the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. And experts on the epidemic are warning that the worst is yet to come. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 1,464 points, the NASDAQ plunged 392. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon. I'm Jerry Lederman. The number of cases of coronavirus in Florida is growing. The list of patients now includes a 68-year-old man from Nassau County, bringing the number of people diagnosed so far to 21. Georgia is reporting more illnesses, too. One of the cases reported in Charlton County, Georgia, where officials are presuming a man there has the illness. That brings the total number of cases in Georgia to 10. The case in Nassau County has prompted a special meeting of the Board of Supervisors. They will get a briefing from the Health Department and provide information about the county's response to the outbreak this afternoon. The JSO is investigating after two people were found dead in a home in Moncrief. Officers made that discovery Tuesday afternoon when they made a welfare check at a home on West 26th Street. A man and a woman found dead inside. Investigators do suspect foul play. So far, there's no information about the circumstances of that case or about any possible suspects. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
You're seeing some major delays on the East Beltway because of an accident on I-295 northbound before Bay Meadows Road. Plus, there's emergency vehicles in the opposite direction on 295 southbound at that same location. And there's another crash on I-10 heading west at US 17 Roosevelt Boulevard heading away from downtown. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 58. Thursday, mostly sunny, high up to 82.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, March 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, March 14th at 7 p.m., it's the Spring Garden Concert at the Cummer Museum of Art and Gardens on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
If they can set up a governor, they can set you up. Former Governor Eric Greitens and Justin News' John Solomon in studio on the Next America First with me, Dr. G. Congressman Louis Gohmert will share with us his expectations for the next 6 months before the election. Then Madge Touré on his fight for the Second Amendment. And Dr. Paul Kengor on just how much of a Bolshevik Bernie Sanders is.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And We were just chatting. You know, sometimes we forget that we're on the radio show. And then we hear the music. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God. You know, but, you know, we're talking about the market, and we need listings. It's like I have clients right now, and I have no properties to show them. And we're very limited. So if you're thinking about putting your home on the market, please give me a call.
Now is the time.
Yes. Yeah. And I can always be reached at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And or you can always just Google Anita Hiles, because I am easy to find.
That's very true.
And Miss Anita, now with all the up and down with the stock market, that obviously doesn't seem to be affecting the property values, or the availability, I guess, is tight. So prices are up. So it doesn't seem to be affecting any of that at this point, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Sellers aren't changing their minds about things?
No, they should be. I tell you, people should be putting their homes on the market right now. The market is hot. And if you have a nice home right now that's well taken care of, it's going to be gone in a few days.
Wow.
and there's different tiers, I've noticed, that, you know, if you're under $250,000, that's the sweet spot. Everybody
that
wants
is a sweet spot, mm-hmm. because guess what? There isn't anything out there.
Exactly. And I hear that day in and day out with my realtor partners and yourself and others, that they can't find properties for customers and they have ready buyers. So if you're sitting on it, thinking on it, move.
Yeah, multiple buyers in this kind of a market.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then if you have, you know, there's things to find over 300,000, but still we're limited at every price point. We are limited right now. But our... what moves the most, the 250,000, 150,000, they're squeezed out right now. It's empty.
Yeah, well, what we find is most customers at that point, they're coming in, and you got to make sure you're pre-qualified, ready to go.
Ready to pull a trigger.
And if you're working with your realtor and saying, I like this property, don't say I'll get to it next weekend. Get to it in the next 5 minutes or you're going to lose it.
Yes, you got to be ready to go right now, because you're going to be fighting with other people for a piece of property.
I get that call daily. It's okay, I've got this one. My customer likes it. Can we squeeze more dollars out, get them a bigger loan because they want to make a bigger offer because they're trying to beat someone else out? So it's really a tough market.
It really is. And we just need more people to list their homes right now. It's a great time to list. And we're going to talk a little bit about how can we, you know, it's springtime. I love daylight savings. And we talked about last week about how to spruce up your yard and how to prep your yard, which is something I've got that dollar weed going on. Oh. So I've got to attack that here in the next week. But what kind of tips can you guys give out? I'm always the one giving tips. Paula, I know you've got some good tips that you can talk about that people can do to the exterior of their homes.
Sure, and it can just be inexpensive things that can actually really change the look of your home. You know, one of them is replacing the house numbers. You know, how do they look? Are they fresh? And getting something that stands out. And then, you know, updating some light fixtures, that's always a good thing, and maybe changing the color. That makes your house look nice.
Or even if, you know, if your house doesn't need to be painted, paint the front door.
Mm-hmm. Definitely painting the front door.
That's what I'm going to be doing.
Well, and change painting the areas around the front door as well. Give it some contrast.
Yes, because, which you know, Paula's been over to my house. There is no appeal in my front door. The house looks great from the street, you know. Yeah. The person I bought it from took very good care of it. And it was just freshly painted, but he missed the front door. So, yeah, I'm going to spruce up and that front door and get it all.
Maybe because it's hidden.
It is kind of hidden. It is hidden.
I didn't think about that. But yeah.
Well, a lot of the agents I talk to, they tell me that one of the things that they notice most often is when you get out of the car, that's majority of when the house sells.
Yes, most homes are bought at the curb.
So you make sure most people are so close to it and they walk in. Go across the street and look at your house. Ask your neighbors. They'll tell you sometimes, hey, you might want to, because everybody wants to be helpful.
Yes.
And so take a little advice from the public, someone who drives by from time to time. You'll be surprised what information.
Or even call me. I'll go over and take a peek at it.
Yeah.
It's fun. I love doing that and stuff and critiquing a house and, you know, what you can do to bring some value to it. And it's surprising, but you don't have to do a whole lot. You really don't.
Just neat and clean. Remember to trim the bushes. I mean, people spend all this money on mulch painting, but if you just trim things up and cut the grass regularly, it will make a big difference. Even those dollar weeds, if you cut them.
I know. But
they go away a little bit for a little while anyway.
But see, I'm worried that if I mow it right now, that it's going to spread.
Yeah, true.
So I'd rather, it doesn't need to be mowed right now, but I'd rather feed it and kill it.
I always use a bonus S, you know, from that company that begins with an S and put that out there. And it
need one of those big, huge gun-looking things that, you know, fire comes out and just kill the dollar weed that way. No, but
that's a flamethrower, though.
Yeah,
is that flamethrower. Is that what it is?
Might be a little too effective.
When you do that, please invite me to come by. I want to watch. That should be very interesting.
Yes, that would be fun.
We're having a cookout.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring your own hot dogs.
BYOH.
Yes. Well, what else do you got,
Paula? Another one is, how about adding shutters?
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Lighten things up. Brighten things up. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've gotten hooked on that. There's a show on HGTV. It's the people from Laurel, Mississippi.
Oh, hometown.
Yeah. Hometown.
Yeah.
There you go.
That. Yes, I have.
They have some great ideas. Mm-hmm. They really do. Of course, I wish I had his talent. The guy can build furniture.
Yes, that's...
He is amazing at that.
I look at him as the new Norm Abrams from This Old House, who could make anything out of wood.
Yes.
Now, this guy seems to be a younger version
yes.
of the same guy.
A lot of times, if you just tune into some of these shows on HGTV, they give you great ideas.
They do.
I hate watching them because then I get hooked into... the projects.
just remember, Jacksonville, you don't get to pick three houses and you close in 30 minutes, okay?
Yeah, that's all fake.
That's all fake on HGTV, but other stuff is good, yeah.
Yes, yes. But to get some ideas on what to do to your home, they do have some simple, good ideas. And I like their show because they repurpose things.
Yes, yeah.
And so they save a lot of money. But I like the thing about the addresses because there's so many cool things out right now. You can go to Pinterest and see the different ways you can put your address on your home and make it very appealing. And not only that, but it's great for emergency vehicles too to find you.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Right.
One thing in California is everybody has their addresses out and they also have them at the curb.
Mm-hmm. Oh, painted on at the curb?
Yes. Yeah, and I notice they don't really do that here.
It's hard to find places when I'm going out looking for a home and I'm not familiar with the area.
I know.
A lot of times it's hard to
find.
But
think about law enforcement or the fire department. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, my neighborhood, they tried to get us to do that. And the first question is, okay, when they fade, who's going to come back out and repaint them?
Well, so they have companies there that literally they go around and it's like $5.
Really?
Yeah. They have the stencils and everything and they come by the neighborhoods and make sure that they're all up to date and stuff.
Wow.
Again, for emergency vehicles.
I did
and stuff.
Not know that.
Don't you want the pizza delivery driver to be able to find you?
That too.
Yeah. Well, now with GPS, they can get right to you. And I ordered one the other night, and they warned me that the gentleman was 5 minutes from my door. So I could not believe it. Okay, great. You know, they got it down to the science these days.
Yes. And you know what else looks great are the big potted plants, mm-hmm. you know, the pots that have like cobalt blue mm-hmm. or, you know, red or orange and then put some really cool flowers in there and stuff like that. I need to put one at my front door.
You should.
The one I have there is kind of sad looking.
You can find some flowers that you can't kill out there. There are some that are low maintenance.
Yeah. And it's a shaded area. So I need to find some that will definitely look good in the front and grow. And
it sounds like you need to make a call to last week's guests and see what recommendations.
I do. And you know what? I think I'm going to paint my front door orange.
Okay.
Kind of an orange color.
They'll be able to spot you from across the street.
Yes.
There you go.
Be able to spot me from anywhere. Satellite. There's Anita. There's Anita Hiles.
Google mapping. Oh, yeah. There's the orange door. There we go.
Absolutely. Well, we definitely have more for you. We are talking money. And I love talking money. Of course, I love spending money. But we're talking about how to save money.
That's great.
Especially on your home loan right now, because a lot of people are refinancing. And those 15-year loans, some are down in the twos. That is remarkable. And a 30-year fix, if you've got good credit, you're looking at a very good rate right now. Take advantage of it. It's the time to buy. It's the time to sell. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and we will be right back on WBOB.
All right. It's easy for you to say. All right. So.
Yes.
And that's right. Anita is coming back, and maybe some hot, hot listings and more great information all right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. Talk radio, AM 600, FM 101.1, WBOB. We'll be right back.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside. And you can always reach me at 904-290-1552. And I will be more than happy to help you with all your real estate needs. And we have Paula Givler in the house. Paula is with All County Complete. I always miss Complete. property management. That's Paula Givler. If you need property management or need to rent property, you want to call her at 904-694-9400. That's 904-694-9400. And we have our sponsor in the house today, and that is Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. And how can people get a hold of you, Carl?
Well, my phone number is 904-476-5236. Or the easiest way, you just go to carlparnell.com, CarlParnell.com. It has all my contact information, and you can even apply directly right online at the website.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
And Carl does a fantastic job, and nobody has excuses. They need to give you a call because things are happening right now.
Money's cheap.
Money is cheap right now in the home buying business.
Yeah, that's what I like to tell people. They ask me if I sell houses. I says, nope, sell money. Make people stop and take a second look.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about? So it's a great line. But yeah, we're here, and we wanted to talk. Well, we were talking earlier about the SOS program, Salute Our Soldiers program, to help more veterans in active duty purchase housing here in Jacksonville. But we also have a city program that the city's coming out with that has as much as $14,999 to help with down payment and closing costs if you qualify. So the myth of needing 20% down and really great credit is not necessarily true. It's pretty much a myth right now. So you can do a zero down VA, 3% down conventional, 3.5% down FHA.
Right.
So if you want to buy a house, not to say anything for Paula, but if you qualify for a house, get a house now.
Yes, and you know, a lot of people aren't sure if they are or not, and
yeah.
it doesn't matter. Call Carl because he will work up something and let you know if you are qualified to purchase or not, or maybe you have to wait a few months or 6 months. But at least you can put a plan together, a plan of action, so that way we can get you into a home.
Exactly. And we do a lot of that. We have a lot of people that call us and they're not quite ready yet, but what do I do is the next question. And we do have, I have a plan that I can give them if it's short term. If it's longer term, we have an in-house team that will follow up and give them guidance till they get there. So we're kind of a one-stop shop as far as the money. And then we turn around and go back to Anita and say, okay, we found the money. I need to find the house and make yourself a homeowner.
Yes. And, a lot of people still recovering from the Great Recession and they're not sure. They went through a lot of stuff back then and they're going, God, I'm not sure if I qualify or not anymore. Well, call Carl because, you'll be surprised.
Now, if you lost a house a few years ago, many folks say, well, I had a foreclosure. I'm done. I'm never going to own a home again. No, just like any other wound, it can heal and
yeah,
then you can get another home. So don't think negatively. First thing is to ask, because knowledge is power. And once you know what you can do, you can get on that road to being a homeowner.
Exactly.
Well, and I know the city has a big push right now to that's why they're helping with the down payment assistance, because
right.
they realize that if there's homeowners living in a neighborhood, that the neighborhood's going to be safer.
True.
So that's good for everybody.
Yeah, they've learned
yes.
that it reduces the need for police and fire,
mm-hmm.
so they can spread those resources to other area that needs more attention. So if you're in a homeowner and you're in a neighborhood with mostly homeowners, you've got an investment. You want to take care of it. So your neighbors want to do the same thing. And since the HOA, like our previous question, that the whole idea is to maintain value of your property. And how many assets do we buy in life that's worth more tomorrow than what you paid for it today?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's definitely a way to save money and to build wealth.
You can either give it to somebody else, or you can pretty much purchase a home and pay your own mortgage.
But I did one just last month, a young lady that's renting over on the north side of Jacksonville, a 2-2 apartment, over $1,000 a month, put her in a house that for $650 a month that was a 3-1. And she thinks she's really done a great thing, and she has, because over the years I was showing her some projections based on some modeling that she could make as much as $50,000 over the next 10 years by just buying a house and the equity in the home.
Yeah.
Well, and just what's happening right now, the financial market, it's so unstable, so why not put it into something that you know is going to hold its value and possibly go up in value, most likely. So
yeah, that's anyone who's got great wealth, they'll tell you real estate's the way to go.
And I would love to help you.
Yes.
And if you need to rent, Paula is the one to contact. Paula Givler. She's a remarkable lady. You'll love working for her. And she gets it done, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And for loans, it's Homeowners Financial Group with Carl Parnell.
Yeah.
I love your name.
Thank you very much. It just rolls off the
tongue. It does. It does. It's got that.
My father liked it too, and so do my son. So we just keep the family tradition going along.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And just to remind people to wash your hands.
Yeah, we were going to talk about that, a little bit of history, you said.
And we ran out of time.
Oh, okay. We'll do it another time.
Sorry, I know, because we're going to have you back. Maybe we'll just have you come back next week or something.
Hey, I'm at your disposal.
We'll look at the schedule because we have a great trivia question.
Yes, we do.
And
you got to build it up.
We got to build it up. So we're going to build it up for next week.
Sounds great.
We'll do it next week. And because you have a great trivia question, because I would have never have gotten that one.
I don't know how many people could get that one. It's a good one.
But somebody will. And we'll do a giveaway on it next week.
Now, Paula, you can't call in next week.
Yeah,
you can. I can't.
That's right. No cheating, Paula.
We'll have to start it earlier in the show, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So it sounds that way. Now, do you have a couple of seconds here to do some hot for me?
I do.
Wind it up.
Ole,
hot.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm not the only
background singer.
I'm not the only hot thing in town. We have a great property for you, and it is I still have the nice condo right off of, it's on Craven. So it's right off of Bay Meadows and Phillips Highway area. It's a great little area. It is an unusual condo because it's more of it looks like a townhome.
Oh.
And you get your own two private parking spaces, which is directly in front of the condo, which
very
is
nice. Very nice.
Which is fantastic. It's two story. We're asking $119 for it.
Wow.
And so it's a good price.
That would make a good rental property too.
It'd make a great rental property.
What's the HOA on that one? Do you know?
The HOA, not off the top of my head, but I know I want to say it's like $329.
Okay.
And, but it is a wonderful little place. It's two story and it is three bedrooms. So, you need to call me on that. And that is 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And, just a reminder that you do need to tune in every Wednesday. We are here every Rapid Fire Real Estate's here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. And next week, we're going to have a great trivia question for you and do a giveaway. So dinner will be on us on this giveaway next week. And because it's going to be interesting to see. Of course, everybody cheats and Googles it, but it'd be great if somebody would just know this off the top of their head.
It'll be hard to Google this one.
Yeah,
it's true.
It would.
That was before.
Yes. So
way before Google. But it'll be fun. So you got to listen next week because we're going to have a great show for you and do a giveaway next week here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. And Paula Givler, we love you. We love you and all County Complete Property Management.
Thanks so much for having me here.
She can be reached at 904-694-9400. And Carl Parnell, our sponsor today at Homeowners Financial Group. And he could be reached at 904-476-5236. 476-5236.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, and you can always Google Anita Hiles. And I will have their information on my Facebook page.
And you would forward that, wouldn't you?
I would definitely give me a call and I will forward it. I'm easy to find. You just have to Google my name.
Now you can find Anita at the Players.
Yes, it's TBC.
She's the one with the orange door.
Yes.
Okay, so we got to have pictures next week of that orange door.
There you go.
Great show. Have